20 Uhr. Ego FM Nachrichten.
Mit Tom Husse. Um Bürokratie abzubauen, hat der Bundestag ein weiteres Maßnahmenpaket beschlossen. So sollen etwa Unternehmen Buchungsbelege nicht mehr so lange aufbewahren müssen und Meldezettel für Deutsche in Hotels fallen weg. Wirtschaft und Verwaltung sollen so jedes Jahr um mehr als 940 Millionen Euro entlastet werden. Johannes Vogel von der FDP.
Ein Arbeitsvertrag schließen, mit seinem Unternehmen umziehen, eine Hotelübernachtung, all das machen wir heute einfacher. Und vor allem machen wir es den Menschen leichter, das zu tun, wovon wir jetzt mehr brauchen. Neue Jobs, die geschaffen werden. Menschen, die sich verändern, die etwas wagen wollen. Das ist ein großer Schritt in die richtige Richtung.
Die deutsche Wirtschaft tritt weiter auf der Stelle. Die führenden Wirtschaftsinstitute erwarten für dieses Jahr erneut ein leichtes Minus beim Bruttoinlandsprodukt. Vor allem die Industrie schwächelt. Das liegt laut den Experten hauptsächlich am Fachkräftemangel und der Konkurrenz aus China. Die Spitze der grünen Jugend bekommt für ihren Rückzug auch Kritik aus den eigenen Reihen. Fraktionschefin Katharina Dröge sagte im Deutschlandfunk, sie hätte sich gewünscht, dass der Vorstand geblieben wäre, um innerhalb der Partei für einen Kurswechsel zu werben. Der Politikwissenschaftler Oliver Lemke sagte zur grünen Jugend bei Welt TV:
Die war ja eher so ein Unruheherd für das, was man in der Partei eigentlich angestrebt hat, nämlich ganz wesentlich ja die ökologische Transformation der Gesellschaft zu betreiben. Während die grüne Jugend ja immer stärker eigentlich die soziale Dimension bestimmt hat und im Grunde genommen anfing, mit ökonomischen, nicht ökologischen Dimensionen vor allem zu hantieren.
In der Fußball-Europa League ist heute das zweite deutsche Team gefragt. Eintracht Frankfurt empfängt zum Auftakt den tschechischen Club Viktoria Pilsen. Los geht's um 21 Uhr.
Die nachfolgende Sendung wurde mit dem Deutschen Radiopreis in der Kategorie Beste Sendung ausgezeichnet. Chelsea Hotel.
I think people were living in the moment. It was a great time. It was an exciting time.
We were all living in the same place. You would see Janis Joplin or Jimi Hendrix.
The day Lou Reed died, I laid roses at the foot of the Chelsea Hotel. It's a legendary place.
The place is still full of mysteries, and there's a lot to do.
On the chaise longue, all day long, on the chaise longue.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
Einen wunderschönen guten Abend. Schön, dass ihr mit dabei seid heute bei einer neuen Ausgabe vom Chelsea Hotel. Ich bin Sandra Gern und ich freue mich sehr auf diese heutige Ausgabe, denn es gibt heute Besuch von jemandem, der als Teenager gestartet hat, Musik zu machen. 2009 kam ein Album raus mit zwei Freunden und Bandkollegen, Kolleginnen, die bis heute weltberühmt sind. Und zwar geht's um The XX. Und von The XX habe ich heute Jamie XX zu Gast, der gerade sein neues Soloalbum veröffentlicht hat. Das ist insgesamt sein zweites Soloalbum, das erste nach 9 Jahren. Und darüber werde ich mit ihm sprechen. Ich durfte ihn treffen in Berlin im Soho House und da sprechen wir unter anderem nicht nur, wie das Album zustande kam, wie er zur Berliner Clubszene steht, sondern auch, wie es für die Band ist, dass mittlerweile alle von den dreien ihre eigenen Soloprojekte haben. Ganz viel Musik von Jamie XX heute hier im Chelsea Hotel. Dann werde ich noch ein bisschen was erzählen, was ich am Reeperbahn Festival vergangene Woche erlebt habe. Und wir starten rein mit einem ganz fantastischen neuen Song von Ida mit, nicht Late to the Party, das wollte ich gerade sagen, sondern Late to the World. Fühle ich irgendwie auch. Und wir hören sie jetzt. Ich bin Sandra Gern. Schönen guten Abend. Schön, dass ihr da seid.
I'm tragedy, taking responsibility, like I'm the only one that's ever been lonely. I had a feeling.
See the apartment where William Burroughs wrote Naked Lunch.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
Who loves the sun? Who cares that it makes plants grow? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Who loves the wind? Who cares that it makes breezes? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart? Sun. Who cares that it is shining? Who cares what it does since you broke my heart?
The Sun hier im Chelsea Hotel von The Velvet Underground hier auf Ego FM. Und ja, wer liebt die Sonne nicht? Zumindest im Spätsommer. Und wer ab und an mal in Hamburg ist, weiß, der Spätsommer in Hamburg kann auch ganz anders. Aber als ich da letzte Woche beim Reeperbahn Festival war, wurde ich nochmal mit schönstem spätsommerlichem Wetter empfangen. Und hatte wirklich eine gute Zeit, habe mir jede Menge Bands angeguckt, habe viele Leute getroffen, habe ein paar Panels besucht zum Thema Musikjournalismus oder auch zum Beispiel zum emissionsfreien Touren. Ganz viele spannende Sachen gehört. Aber ich muss sagen, eins meiner Highlights war, als ich so den ganzen Tag irgendwie nur am Quatschen und von A nach B gelaufen bin, war dann ein Konzert zu besuchen zu später Stunde in einer Kirche, und zwar in der St. Pauli-Kirche. Erstmal ist es ein wunderschöner Ort und es ist vor allem auch ein wunderschöner Ort, um mal kurz zur Ruhe zu kommen, sich hinzusetzen und einfach nur Musik zu genießen. Und das habe ich gemacht und da bin ich sogar auch alleine hin, weil ich einfach mal so kurz einen Moment haben wollte, wo ich nicht reden muss. Und gespielt hat dort unter anderem eine Band aus Österreich, vier Geschwister und die Band nennt sich Walnass. Ich kann mich erinnern, die haben auch mal als Support von Kari Kari gespielt und die machen auf der einen Seite generell unglaublich schöne Musik, aber ich muss sagen, sie machen halt auch die perfekte Musik, die sich sehr dazu eignet, sie in Form eines Konzerts in einer Kirche zu sehen und zu hören. Und dieses Konzert war tatsächlich wirklich so schön, dass das, glaube ich, mein Highlight vom ganzen Festival war. Ich habe danach einen unglaublichen Ohrwurm gehabt von einem Song, der ist schon eine Weile draußen, aber er ist immer noch unglaublich schön. Und ich bin dann am späten Abend sogar auch noch, oder sagen wir mal eher am frühen Morgen, auch wieder zurück nach Berlin gefahren und gerade bei Sonnenaufgang in Berlin angekommen und hatte immer noch diesen Song hier auf den Ohren. Und diese Stimmung versuche ich jetzt gerade nochmal herzustellen. Also falls ihr irgendwo mal hinfahren solltet und in eine Stadt kommen solltet, bei Sonnenaufgang hört bitte diesen Song oder guckt sie, wenn ihr könnt, in einer Kirche. Hier kommen Walnass mit In My Mind. In my mind.
Smith's Toys Spielzeugkatalog ist da. Mit 300 Seiten voller Spielzeug und Spaß. Jetzt kostenlos im Markt abholen.
Wo gehen wir hin? Wo gehen wir hin? Komm, lass uns alle schnell zu Smith's Toys Super, Smith's Toys Superstars.
And Virgil Thompson lives on this floor right now.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
Thank you. These sensations make me feel the pleasures of an old man. These sensations spare the insults, leave them for another day. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, take the shovel away. Stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose the feeling, let it out somehow.
Schon sehr lange hören, wissen, das war der allererste Song vom Chelsea Hotel. Der erste Song, der jemals lief hier in der Sendung, und das war vor über 9 Jahren. Und alle paar Monate muss ich ihn mal rauskramen. Joy Division war das mit Disorder hier im Chelsea Hotel auf Ego FM. Und jetzt freue ich mich sehr auf den heutigen Gast im Chelsea Hotel, denn ich wurde vor kurzem eingeladen, in Soho House Berlin zu kommen, um dort einen Artist zu treffen, den ich wahnsinnig faszinierend finde. Ich durfte ihn vor einigen Jahren schon mal interviewen, ist allerdings auch schon wieder bestimmt 7 Jahre her, damals mit seiner Band The XX. The XX, seit ihrem Debütalbum 2009, sind die eine der bekanntesten Indie-Bands weltweit. Und das Spannende ist, dass alle drei von dem Londoner Trio sich mittlerweile unabhängig von der Band gemacht haben und alle ihre Soloprojekte verfolgen. Jamie XX war der erste, dann folgte auch Oliver Sim und auch Romy hat jetzt ihre Solokarriere hingelegt. Alle extrem erfolgreich und alle extrem unterschiedlich. Ich freue mich jetzt wahnsinnig, Jamie XX in der Sendung begrüßen zu dürfen, der 2015 sein Debüt-Soloalbum In Color rausgebracht hat. Jetzt ist der Nachfolger erschienen, In Waves, und darüber sprechen wir. Hier kommt das ganze Gespräch mit Jamie XX.
You see, the Chelsea is so creative, we can do these miracles.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
So, it's such a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How have you been? I mean, you don't really have time to explore Berlin this time.
Yeah, I mean, I was only here for one night. I'm doing lots of interviews and stuff, but it's always nice to be here. I really, really enjoy it, and I'm sad that I can't stay for longer.
Do you have like a favorite place in Berlin? Because you've been here many times, right? Do you have like for dance music or for electronic music?
I mean, I know it's obvious, but Panorama Bar is always amazing, and it's something that I'm very excited to do again.
to play there.
Yeah.
How would you describe, like, how is Berlin different from other crowds, or this, how's the scene different?
I like how sort of casual going out is and how it's a normal part of life for a lot of Berliners. I think in the UK I feel a lot of guilt sometimes for going out because it can be detrimental to your next week, or, you know, you just get tired, especially the older I get. But here I feel like it's very accepted to be able to go out and enjoy that, and it's like it's just a good part of life.
So you think it's more accepted to be tired by the weekend and just not perform?
Well, no, I think people just do it better here. They're a bit more sustainably. In the UK, people really go very hard.
And here it's more integrated in, like, the daily life?
Yeah, and people just, I don't know, I think they do it better. They take it easier, and I mean, even just going to a club on like a Sunday morning for a while is a nice thing to do, which we rarely do.
Yeah, that's actually a lot of people I know do that. Yeah. Because they don't want to destroy their sleeping rhythm, so yeah, they just party during the day.
Yeah, I love that.
True. Before we talk about the new record, I would like to go a bit back in your career. You've been in a band for almost 20 years, and you had like great success already at a very young age. And in 2015, you dropped your first solo record. And I would like to know, do you remember the main driving force back then to make that first debut album?
I'm always making music, even when I'm trying to have time off, just because it's sort of a meditative thing for me. So whenever I was on the tour bus with the band, I'd be making music in the back at night. And I just accumulated a lot of these ideas that I wanted to be out in the world. And they eventually became In Colour. And I'm sure there was a lot of pressure at the time, and like finishing it was definitely a very exhausting process. But yeah, I was just excited to be able to make music.
Now, 9 years later, you're releasing your second album. And I think probably a lot of music journalists would ask, like, why did it take so long? But I don't want to talk about that. I just want to talk about like a special period. And within that 9 years, maybe around 17, 18, 19, because at that time you had already released three successful The XX albums. You were playing the biggest stages. So basically, like, the doors were really open, I guess, at that time. Mm. Did you ever feel like, okay, what's next?
Yeah, definitely. I think the fact that we'd been doing this since we were 17, 16, without stopping really, always thinking about the next thing, without any reason to stop because it's all been going so well. When we got forced to stop because of the pandemic, it was a realization that I didn't necessarily have anything else in my life.
Mm.
And I also realized how much I loved stopping for a second, because I just hadn't really spent any time in one place as an adult. So then it was about working out how to continue doing this thing that I love, but in a more sustainable way, and make it part of my life to also be able to stand still and be present rather than always thinking about the next thing.
Mm. And what other facets besides the Jamie XX music identity did you find at that time?
I think just the sort of the joy of being calm. And I rediscovered my love for creating music.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the time before had been about getting to the, like, finishing an album. And obviously you have to think about the end goal sometimes. But I really enjoyed the process of making this album and being in the studio and treating it like a 9-to-5 job a lot of the time. That I definitely spent too long on it.
Mm-hmm.
But just enjoying that process and not thinking about the end was a big takeaway for me.
Mm, because you just mentioned being calm. I was listening to the album and there's one song on it, the Breather song,
mm-hmm.
that to me felt like a very good meditation, guided meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering when I was listening to it, if you had like any spiritual routines, if meditation was like a topic for you, because I felt it seemed to me as if there was.
Yeah, that's something that I got into over the last 10 years. I mean, partially I did the courses and stuff. I'm glad that I have it as a skill to do TM, but like I don't do it that much, and I also take a lot of that stuff with a pinch of salt. But I think the reason why I wanted to put that on the album was it was like this yoga video that I was doing every day in lockdown, and I thought that it was quite funny that it could also translate onto like being on the dance floor and like a euphoric moment. It could be both things at once. So I try not to take it too seriously, but it is also very helpful, and I definitely spend a lot of time thinking about my mental health, which I think we all do, which is, that was kind of a reference to that, I guess.
And did you try like different meditations, or is like TM like transcendental meditation, right?
Yeah.
Like 20 minutes twice a day?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you still, like, are you keeping up with that?
No.
But
I think, yeah, sometimes if I like, I'm on my way to a gig or something and I'm feeling nervous and I have 20 minutes in the car and I can do it, it's a good tool to have.
Thank you.
talking also about the lockdown that probably has shifted the perception of ourselves in a lot of lives. I heard that there started to be like these illegal like or inofficial raves in London as well, like probably everywhere, but do you remember how you felt during that time?
Yeah, it was like the period of time, I think, between the full lockdowns in London, where people were sort of allowed to go out again. It's what I imagine it felt like, a little bit, a snippet of what it felt like in the early 90s in the UK, and all that rave culture that I have looked back on and researched and like sort of fell in love with a long time ago, but always felt like I'd missed out on because I was too young. And then to be able to just cycle down the canal in Hackney and there'd be like a different rave like every 2 minutes, something in a boat, something on a beach, something in a forest, and people just like really wanting to come together because they had such a lack of human contact is a once in a lifetime thing to be able to see, a very unique moment.
And was that the time where you kind of rediscovered your passion or your excitement about music and where also the new album started?
It was all around that time, I think. I've always been passionate about music, but I did start finding it difficult to listen to modern music just because it made me think about the fact that I still hadn't finished my record and it'd been a while. So I ended up listening to a lot of old music all the time, and that's why quite a lot of the samples on the record are from like 60s, 70s, stuff that I used to listen to growing up. But yeah, that period of time was definitely very inspirational, partly because I got to just sit and listen to a lot of music that made me want to make music back in the day, because you could just see the need that humans have to be together, and the fact that I at some point was going to get to do that for people again and play again, it just made me really excited to be able to get back out and do what I love.
I think we can all hear that on the record. It's a very, like, the whole vibe is very life-affirming and very ecstatic. You can definitely picture some raves in London during these two lockdowns. Actually, there are two songs on it where, like, I can hear the club, the atmosphere of a club. Is that where you recorded it?
I don't even remember, but I spend a lot of time when I'm at the club, like, I'll just record little snippets on my phone. Sometimes you pick up these little things that people are saying in the background that are, like, very sweet and sometimes quite meaningful, or you just get sort of the atmosphere of a club if you're inside the club and you're recording the room noise of the speakers. So I just use those as little elements a lot.
And because you've experienced audiences for a while now and also all over the world, can you tell that there is like a different energy from people, especially over the last like 5 years, where we've experienced from pandemic to war to climate crisis, inflation, like this poly crisis that's going on? Can you tell from the audiences that they respond differently to the music?
That's very hard to say, because I've gotten a lot older, and every year you get a new generation of kids who are old enough to go out raving, and there's always that excitement, which is a great thing. And with dance music, it's ever evolving, and even if I'm not releasing music every year, you get to keep up with it as a DJ. You get to play the best clubs in the world, hopefully, every year, and stay on top of it all and see it evolve, and I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think there's always been excitement for that. It's a place where people can come together and forget about all of those things, rather than like being able to see the stuff that's happening outside of that.
I just had like a memory that came up, because I remember that in the last interview you told me that you had bought a dark green BMW, I guess.
BMW.
Yeah. And you loved driving around at night listening to music, and it, like from 1988, right?
That's right,
Do you still have that? And do you still like listen to music driving around London?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to do. Yeah, I do it all the time.
And what kind of music does excite you at the moment the most? And also, where do you discover most of your music?
I mean, in London, I still love just driving around listening to pirate radio or Rinse FM, stuff where like it's not me picking the music, and it's more about a vibe. Sometimes I'll hear something that I love that I haven't heard, but it's more just, I don't know, it makes me think of when I was a kid driving around in my mum's car listening to that stuff at night with my best mate.
So you still listen to radio, because probably a lot of the kids in your audience don't.
I definitely do.
Do you think that there's like the way we consume music nowadays, that there's like a personal saturation of music, because we're like surrounded by so much all the time? Do you think that has an impact on our passion for music, maybe even?
I spend a lot of time thinking about this. It seems to change so rapidly, even like since we were starting out, the way that people listen to music is so different. I think it's good that people have so much access to stuff, and everybody's taste seems to have merged into just a mass of anything, which is cool. But I think when we were younger, it used to be more tribal almost, because you'd have your music and you'd be very passionate about it because it was yours and you felt like it was ownership over it. So maybe some of that's missing. But also, I don't claim to know what the younger people really are like. You know, I want to stay up to date with stuff, but also I'm 10 years older than those, I'm 15 years older than kids that, who are starting out listening to music. So yeah, I don't claim to know what they're up to.
All you children gather round. We will dance and we will whirl. All you children gather round. We will dance together. Feel the rhythm.
know I'm a mocker.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
Good about inspiration. I don't know where to drop that question, but I want to drop the question. This show is called Chelsea Hotel, and in reference to the Chelsea Hotel in New York, and I always ask the artists that I interview if they have like any connection with the hotel, if they have some memories or if they've been there or heard anything about it.
I've definitely visited outside where it used to be, just because it's like a legendary place, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know the specific stories of that. I mean, I know like vaguely what went on there. But in general, like that whole era in New York is such a like melting pot of amazing music and talent and like vibes that went on there. I think if I had a time machine, I would probably go back to that era in New York just to be there.
Yeah, I can relate. Do you feel like there is any other place or scene that's kind of, is there anything like that these days?
I remember the first time I came to Berlin, like just going to these very, like these giant kind of squat raves, or like everybody had these huge apartments that were like very bare. And then there was amazing parties going on in like abandoned buildings and stuff. It felt like, I don't know, there were elements of that, and I was so excited. And we were staying in like a hostel with like other kids who were backpacking, but we were playing gigs. I hadn't seen that culture really in the UK because everything had already been quite privatized, and like there were still warehouse raves, but it's so expensive to live in the UK. But coming here and seeing that, maybe it's changed here now a bit. That's but true. It was really exciting, and it definitely gave me that vibe.
Going back to the vibe of the new record in Waves, the name, like the first record was called In Color, the second one is In Waves. What's your personal development between those two names? Like why did you want to make like a follow-up of that? Also with the design, the artwork.
I like things that go together, and it is a progression of like my life, I guess, in music. We did the same with the XX visuals. I like keeping things succinct. Like some of my favorite ever artwork is the Factory Records stuff, and they were very good at doing that and keeping everything catalogued. It's just a very satisfying way to do things, I think.
And you've already played like some of the tracks live, but you probably will a lot more. Did you think of the audience, how you will play it live while making it?
Yeah, it was a bit of that when the lockdown was fully happening, and I didn't have any clue when I'd get to play again. Well, I was thinking about playing again and being very excited to play new bits of music. So that fed into it. But over the years of testing out these tracks and like writing this album at the same time, I would play the music on stage or in a club and then be able to watch the audience and see what bits worked and what bits didn't. And then like I would do new versions every time I play to really hone the music. So it was more the audience that informed, the real audience that informed the music, rather than me thinking about them listening to it after I'd made it.
And you again worked with features. You worked with other people on this record, Robin, the Avalanches, also with your band members. Is it like you work with these people and then you just see what happens, or do you have a track in mind and then you know exactly like, oh, I want Robin for this part?
It's different every time. With the band, I'd made this demo with Romy ages ago that was, we'd written it as a pop song for somebody else, just as an exercise in like trying to get out of our own space. And then I ended up sampling this track that we'd written for somebody else, turning that sample into the chorus. And then I got Romy to come and do a verse and Oliver to do a verse. So it's actually a very different way of working than we normally do, which is cool. And I think that's part of the reason why we all went off and did our solo stuff, so we could come back and do stuff in a new way. And then with Robin, I'd been working with her for various projects over the years, and we'd just been hanging out and done shows together, and we like spent time living in each other's houses and stuff, which is, we just became good friends. And she's so talented and amazing and like an icon that when she said that she was up for doing that track, I knew it would be great. And the first thing she sent back was amazing. And then the Avalanches, they were such a big inspiration for everything I've done. And the way that I worked out how to produce was like by listening to their album and trying to understand how the hell they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time there was nothing available on YouTube or like Instagram or anything now like there is now. You just had to listen and try and guess, which is part of the fun. So then getting to see how they work and talk to them about music and ask them to send me records to sample and vice versa was so special and like very full circle for me.
Who's responsible for the lyrics?
Everybody else. I'm not very good at lyrics. I mean, like, I'll sample words and lyrics and put them together in a way that's meaningful. But I think, you know, Romy wrote her part, Oliver wrote his part, Robin wrote hers. Yeah. And then the other stuff is all samples chopped together to be meaningful.
Talking about your band, because I feel like the three of you are good at a lot of things. Like, it's amazing to see how each of you has just such a unique career, such a different path, but and also you're really good close friends, right? Mm-hmm. It must make you each other very, very proud to see the other careers, right?
Yeah, like, it's been a lovely thing. It's really nice for me because I guess I'd done this once whilst they didn't do any stuff outside of the band, really. And now I get to see it from their perspective because I'm the last one to release my record out of our solo records. It's such a joy and a weird experience to be in the audience watching them perform solo. Yeah, I've loved it. And I think it's only going to make our own music better, the fact that we've all gone out and done these things and we can come back with new ideas.
Yeah, that's what I also wanted to ask, because I heard that you're working on new things. Mm-hmm. It must be so much fun to be in the studio now.
Yeah, it's really nice just to hang out again because we haven't hung out as a three for so long, really, because everybody's been so busy. And at the moment, we're doing like a week, a month working on XX stuff, and a lot of that time is just spent hanging out and like having fun and chatting shit. And some good music is also being made.
Cool. How's it going so far?
It's hard to say. There's lots of stuff that I like. I think it's a challenge to bring all of our worlds back in to make something that we all love, just because we've all been pushed a bit further. But that was the whole idea of going out and doing our own thing, and that challenge I think is going to make the record better. And it's really nice to have those two, especially because they can understand more than anyone I know what it's like to be doing this as a career, and to have those guys to lean on and like just to be understood is so lovely.
How excited are you to drop this album? Are you like, what's the main mood you're in thinking about the release?
I'm very excited that it's done and I can't do anything to it anymore.
Relieved.
Yeah, relieved. I'm excited for people to hear it. Yeah, I'm excited for all the shows. It's all very exciting. But now that it's out of my control, I can start making more music, which is also really exciting.
Because it's not like in your head all the time anymore. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for this record. I loved it. It's such a journey. I was really having a lot of joy listening to it.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much.
And thank you also for the interview. It was nice talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Isn't this what you want? To be connected to somebody on your side, looking right through natural hesitation. Don't wanna peek too soon. Why don't you let me follow the rhythm of you? Would you wanna feel? To you.
Would you wanna feel it?
the apartment where William Burroughs wrote Naked Lunch.
Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
November erscheint das lang ersehnte Debütalbum von dieser fantastischen Band aus UK. Die Sängerin allerdings kommt aus Österreich. Friedberg waren das und das war der Titeltrack von der neuen Platte Hardcore Workout Queen. Diesen Song mag ich sehr, freue ich mich wahnsinnig auf die Platte. So, und das war's dann auch schon wieder mit der heutigen Ausgabe vom Chelsea Hotel hier auf Ego FM. Und ihr könnt die Sendung wie immer nachhören, immer eine Woche lang. Immer ab Freitag gibt's die Sendung eine Woche lang zum Nachhören online in der Mediathek auf egofm.de oder auch in der App. Da kann man das ganz entspannt dann anhören, wenn man Zeit hat und Lust hat. Und wenn ihr es quasi im regulären Programm verpasst habt. Im regulären Programm wird's aber auch nochmal wiederholt, und zwar immer sonntags um 19 Uhr. Und wir hören uns ganz normal, nee, nächste Woche nicht, da ist nämlich Feiertag. Wir hören uns in der Woche drauf. Wie gewohnt Donnerstag um 20 Uhr. Auch falls ihr das Interview verpasst habt, falls ihr erst später eingeschaltet habt. Das Interview mit Jamie XX, das könnt ihr ebenfalls online nachhören auf egofm.de. Und ihr könnt mir auch immer gerne schreiben, immer gerne zur Sendung, was euch so einfällt. Lasst ein kleines Hallo da, gerne an sandra@egofm.de oder auch an sandra gern auf Instagram.
Und jetzt habe ich noch einen letzten Song für euch. Und zwar von einem Artist, der sich, ich glaube 2008 war das, in eine einsame Hütte eingesperrt hat und dort so wunderschöne Musik gemacht hat, die ihn weltberühmt gemacht hat. Und mittlerweile ist er Grammy-Gewinner, hat mit Taylor Swift zusammen Songs geschrieben und hat sich jetzt gerade mit einem neuen Song zurückgemeldet. Die Rede ist von Justin Vernon mit Bon Iver, haben wir ihn jetzt, und dem Song Spice Side. Damit entlasse ich euch in diesen wunderschönen Abend. Ich bin Sandra Gern, lasst es euch gut gehen und bis bald. Tschüss.
I know now that I can't make good. How I wish I could go back and put me where you stood. Nothing's really something now, the whole thing's soot. Serves to suffer, make a hole in my foot, and I hope you look as I fill my book. Oh, what a waste of wood. Nothing's really happened like I thought it would. Such a violent spree. But maybe you can still make a man from me here on Space Side Key. With what's left of me as you live and breathe. I really know now what had hold on me.
Chelsea Hotel, ausgezeichnet mit dem Deutschen Radiopreis in der Kategorie Beste Sendung. Ego FM, Chelsea Hotel.
You are invited to listen to this program at the same time next week.
21 Uhr, Ego FM, Nachrichten.
Mit Tom Husse. Als Kampf gegen die Zettelwirtschaft hat es Bundesjustizminister Buschmann bezeichnet. Der Bundestag hat heute weitere Maßnahmen beschlossen, mit denen Bürokratie abgebaut werden soll. Jana Klonikowski berichtet.
Meldezettel in Hotels sollen für deutsche Staatsbürger damit der Vergangenheit angehören und Unternehmen müssen Buchungsbelege künftig nicht mehr so lange aufbewahren wie bisher. Mit diesen und weiteren Maßnahmen sollen Wirtschaft und Verwaltung jedes Jahr um mehr als 940 Millionen Euro entlastet werden. Justizminister Buschmann hat außerdem fürs kommende Jahr weitere Maßnahmen zum Bürokratieabbau angekündigt.
Die deutsche Wirtschaft kommt nicht aus der Krise. Das Bruttoinlandsprodukt wird laut den führenden Wirtschaftsinstituten in diesem Jahr um 0,1% sinken. Im Frühjahr waren die Experten noch von einem leichten Wachstum ausgegangen. Für die kommenden zwei Jahre wird dann aber mit einer Erholung gerechnet. Unterstützen soll das Wachstumspaket der Bundesregierung. Es soll dafür sorgen, dass die Leute wieder mehr kaufen und die Investitionen von Unternehmen steigen. An den Stränden von Mallorca wird es künftig weniger Liegen und Sonnenschirme zum Mieten geben. Die Gemeinde Palma hat die Einschränkungen auch für den Ballermann beschlossen. Mehr von Laura König.
Grund dafür ist, dass die Strände auf der Insel seit Jahren immer kleiner werden, weil Sand abgetragen wird.